Welcome to Christ Church International's podcast. We are a faith-filled, spirit-filled gathering of believers living for the dream of Jesus. Souls from every nation, one at a time. We are based out of northern Colorado in a beautiful and vibrant city called Longmont. Come join us as we proclaim Jesus is Lord to our generation. Our key verse for this year is Hebrews 9:11. Jesus has become the high priest of good things to come for you.
So that's going to be exciting to see all the motorcycles out here. So, I mean, that's one of our big days. So that's the time to invite people. It's like, hey, come and see the motorcycles. And you're going to get saved and encouraged and full of faith, too. So, right. You know, Dr. Savelle, okay, just to give you some of you might have never heard his name before. He was like an auto body and repair guy. And I think he got saved when he was a kid, but he was backslidden. He didn't want anything to do with the church. His wife was a Christian. And he went to a meeting, and he heard the message of faith, and it completely changed his life forever. And he's a man of God. He preaches all around the world. The Lord has blessed him beyond his wildest dreams. And when I'm preaching, I think, man, I want people like that, you know, in this room to become Jerry Savelles, where they hear the word, they swallow it. They're just like, chonk. They swallow the word of faith, and it changes their life forever. And so when people say, hey, what about a mechanic? Like, they can never be successful, or whatever. You might have an excuse. You know, you might say, a teacher can never be successful, or somebody who works at Walmart, or whatever. Or, you know, somebody who's homeless. You might have an excuse, but you get a hold of this word of faith, God is going to change your life. But you got to stick with it. Because the Bible says the faithful man abounds in blessing. Right, so we have to be faithful with the word. Well, I'm preaching at myself here. We got to be faithful at the word. We got to be faithful at whatever we do. You know what? You got to be faithful to your employer. We learn that with the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. Joseph was faithful as a slave. He was sold into slavery, but he was faithful as a slave. So I don't care what this economy does. I don't care what level of economic success you start at. God will promote you even if you're a slave. He will increase you and give you responsibility and bless you and bless you and bless you and bless you and just increase you as you demonstrate your faithfulness. Yes. Last night I was praying to the Lord and I was like, hey, when I'm in my 70s, I want to be able to say, God, you were faithful to me, yes. Number one. And number two, I was faithful to you and I was faithful to the vision. Last year, it so blessed me when we went to lunch with the Colts and it was Bob's birthday. And I asked him, I forget what the question was, but I asked him something. And he said something about what kind of wisdom would you give me from, you know, age perspective. And he said, the one thing he said is God has been faithful. And that blessed me. I was like, when I'm Bob's age, I want to be able to say that too. Yes. You know, God has been faithful to me. That's right. So that's the first thing. God has been faithful to me. And secondly, that I've been faithful to him and to the vision. You see, we have to be faithful to people, faithful to men, because that's how, you know, God is spirit, you know. I'm going to talk about in a second. We are a triune being just like God, spirit, soul, and body. And in the same, you know, just like God, God is spirit. And theologically, we know that Jesus is alive and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. So there's God the Father, who is spirit, you know, God the Son, who is Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit, right? And so God's here in us, but you can't see him. You know what I'm saying? So we have to be faithful to people, okay? And even more so as we see the day approaching. Praise the Lord. All right. Man, that's a good tithe message, actually. You know what? You got to be faithful. All right. So what we do as believers is we tithe. You know, we're not after your money. You know, if you don't want to tithe, you don't want to give your money, keep it, you know, because we're trusting God to provide for us. Amen. There's lots of opportunities you can give to. We do outreaches in Nepal. We have a brother over there who's a pastor. He's got like 20 kids in his house, orphans, some orphans. Lots of things, you know, we do homeless outreach once a month. So I just want to give you an opportunity to bring your tithes and any offering the Lord would put on your heart. So let's just pray. If you need an envelope to put in the ushers, you raise your hand and the ushers will get you one. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for teaching us how to be faithful, Lord, with our tithes and faithful with our finances, Lord. Your word says, Lord, if we're not faithful with ungodly money, Lord, then we can't be trusted with spiritual treasures, Lord. So, if Lord, we want to be trusted with people's lives, Lord, because that's the treasure, Lord, is people. So, Father, we ask that you'd help us be faithful people with money so that you could promote us, Lord, and so that we can get this thing done and the gospel preached to all the world. So we're asking that in Jesus' name. We thank you for your blessing upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Go ahead and receive the tithes and offerings. All right. Man, I haven't preached in a while here. This is good. This is good. Okay. Okay, so today I want to talk about the goodness of God. The goodness of God is a good topic. It's a good topic, okay? And so my title here is The Goodness of God, Spirit, Soul, and Body. So I want to talk about that. It's going to fit, okay? It's going to fit. So first off, I just want to bless this time. Father, I just want to thank you for your word. And I thank you that you give me another opportunity to preach it, Lord. Lord, I do pray, Lord, as people hear the word of faith today and in this church and ministry, Lord, that people's lives would be changed. Lord, I pray that we wouldn't be in 5 years the same people we are today. Lord, I pray in 10 years, Lord, we wouldn't be the same people, Lord, that we would be going further and deeper in with the word of God, and that we would be transformed more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that people in this room would become barrier breakers for others, barrier breakers for us, barrier breakers for their families. Lord, I just pray, Lord, that you begin to raise up mighty men and women in this church, Lord, that will impact our families, our church, this city, Lord, and even the nation and the world, Lord. We pray that you do that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so the goodness of God. Let's talk about that. Jesus is alive, and I've been telling you that for like a year now. Half year. He's not dead anymore, okay? And you can know him. So if he's alive, you can know him. And that's really the heart of the gospel. Most people don't come to Christ because they said, oh, I'm gonna start reading Genesis. Oh, interesting, interesting, interesting. And they read all the way through, they get to the, and then they come all the way through to the time they get to the New Testament. They're like, I believe, People believe because they believe Jesus. They believe that Jesus is alive. Because that's what the heart of the gospel is about, Jesus Christ. And so when we're talking to people and winning them to Jesus, you know what? They can have weird thoughts that we don't agree with theologically, but we don't need to argue with people because you know what? It's about Jesus, And the Holy Spirit will clean us up and fix our mind and make us think like him. And that's a lifelong process. So Psalm 34:8 says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him." So I'm here to tell you today that God is good. The Lord is good. So I'm going to talk a little bit about spirit, soul, and body, okay? Most of us, we just think in terms of body, okay? That's the natural man. People out there who aren't spiritual, all they're doing is worrying about their body. Like, what can I have to wear? What can I get? What can I have? What am I going to eat? Stuff like that. That's the natural person, and they're constantly worried about the body, Because that's what we see, That's what we see. Right? Okay? Genesis 1:26 says, God made us in his image. He designed us to be like him. That's what it says. So we look like God. I mean, that's the teaching of the Bible. I don't have time to get into science or anything like that. But the Bible stands. The Bible is true, and it doesn't contradict science at all. Okay? So we're not going to get that today. So we got to trust the word of God. So, you're not an animal. You were created in God's likeness. And it's crazy awesome because, in the Psalms it says that we were created a little bit lower than Elohim, which means God. So, we are in the God class of being. And it's so amazing. We're not gods because we can't be independent of a spiritual master. So, you're either going to serve the Lord or you're going to serve the devil. You have to serve some, you have to be in line with some spiritual overlord, if you will say. That's how it works, okay? But we were created to create. That's what we have the power of our words. We have the power to do things. And we are created to look like God. You know what? The Creator created us. You got two eyes, one nose, two ears, you know, a mouth. You know, God created us. And there's that stamp of the Creator on us. And I think, you know, when we see God, we're going to say, wow, you look a lot like me. I look a lot like you. So the other way around. So we are triune beings. We're spirit, soul, and body. I like to say this. I've heard it said that, you know, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. Okay? So that's the right way to look about it, because that's how it is. God is a triune being. He's three in one. He's not three gods. He's one. He's one God. And it has to be that way, because that would contradict what the Jews believe if we believed in three gods. No, we believe in one God. He's one, and that means he's one. Not one in spirit. He's one. Just like I am one. I'm a spirit, soul, and body. That's me. All right. So Romans 3:23, this is the problem. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's our problem. Okay? That's the problem. So because of this, we have problems. You got three problems. We have spiritual needs, we have soulish needs, and we have physical needs. And this is the good news, though. Jesus came to provide a comprehensive solution to our three needs. You know, Jesus, he came, he was born of a virgin, he lived a perfect life, he died for your sins in your place so that you don't have to pay the eternal punishment of separation from God. That's really what it is. And because, you know, Adam screwed up and fell, you know what? Thanks, Adam. We suddenly don't have fellowship with God because we're in a sinful world, a fallen world where everyone sins. Okay? But Jesus came to fix that. So it's like God is a perfect God. He can't be around sin. Sin can't be around him. You know, when you turn a light on, the darkness is gone. That's how it is. It's not that God doesn't, you know, the light doesn't like darkness. It just light displaces darkness, okay? So that's what hell is. It is displacement of darkness. You know, heaven is displacement of darkness. So that is what the punishment of sin is separation from God. And so we need Jesus to make that bridge again so we can come into fellowship with the Lord. And he did that. So, number one, God's plan for your spirit. We're going to talk about that. So our inner man, that's who we really are, our eternal being. That's who that you're going to live forever, whether you like it or not. We're born to live forever. So when you look at, you know, somebody, you're looking at an eternal being. You know, I love that quote from C.S. Lewis that talks about, you know what? Watch how you treat people, because if you could see them in eternity, you would either worship them as a god because how they looked, and man, they'd be so glorious, or they would be the vilest nightmare. You know, and so we got to really watch how we treat people, because everyone's eternal. It doesn't matter your status or anything. Everyone is eternal being. All right. So the only way into all of God's benefits is through Jesus. You know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And God, he gave us through Jesus these benefits. All right. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. God is cool because he always makes things in such a way that we can't get credit for it. That he gets all the credit for it. So Jesus made a way for us to have a relationship with God again. That's the heart of the gospel. And so let's go to Psalm 34 and 17. And one big thing he did is he made a way for us to be heard again by God. So Psalm 34, 17 says, the righteous cry out and the Lord hears. So you have to be in a place of right standing with God in order for him to hear you and answer your prayers. Because you suddenly, when you're righteous, you have a covenant with God, and there's a relationship where there's an expectation that, you know what, I need help, and the Lord answers. All right? And Psalm 37 even says that God gives us our heart's desire. He'll give us our heart's desire too. And because of what Jesus did for us, he has made a way for all of our spiritual needs to be met. True love for others, even your enemies, that's what the love of God does. That's not natural. He gives us joy in our hearts that makes no sense. You know, you can be, you know, struggling with the hardest problem, but just you still have joy and you're not worried. That's not natural. Peace in our hearts is kind of the same thing. Doesn't make sense. Why am I at peace? Everything's falling apart. I'm at peace because God is going to take care of me. Patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And he's even given us the power to forgive. So that those are spiritual needs that we have to have. And that's so cool. So Jesus provided spiritual needs. And that's the spiritual needs, that's where everything else comes out of. So, secondly, God has a plan for your soul. And the soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And the funny thing is sometimes, well, let's just say not sometimes, we're not smart enough to discern between spiritual and soulish things. How many of you have ever had that, you know, you're just wrestling and you're just like, I have no idea what's right here. I just don't know. And you're just wrestling back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You don't know what to do. You don't know if it's you or if it's God or if it's the devil. You're just like, you have no idea. Well, let's go to Hebrews real quick. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." There's another verse that says that the spirit of a man is a lamp of the Lord. And so he can see into our spirit and see and discern between our soul, our thoughts, our intents. So there's... So you have the spirit, which is you. That is you, the eternal being. Then you have the soul, which is your mind, it's your will, it's your emotions, and they're a mess. Okay? So, okay, Romans 12:2 says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So this here is God's will for your soul. This is his plan for your soul. Okay? You know? Instead of... If something bad happens, instead of start saying, this is totally paradigm shift for a lot of you, I'm sure. But people curse their cars all the time, this stupid car, kick it, whatever. But God doesn't do that, right? If you heard somebody out here saying, "Oh, I bless you, car, you're a good car, you run for me, you're going to run until I have too many replacements for you." Isn't that kind of weird? That's kind of weird, huh? People say, "Oh, you know what, every fall I just come down with the flu. You know, it just always happens." Well, if somebody says, "Hey, you know what, when fall comes around, I don't get the flu because I don't participate because the word says that the Lord heals me of all my diseases," that's different. And people are like, "You're weird," right? So, I mean, that is renewing of your mind. Some of you might not have heard that before. It's reverse paranoia, right? People are just out to get me all the time. Well, it's like, no, people are out to bless me because God's favor surrounds me like a shield. And that sounds really weird, but that's because you didn't read the Bible enough and you didn't act on it enough. So that's God's will for your soul, is to change how you think and how you speak, which is huge. Okay? So that's God's plan for your soul. Romans 8:29 says, "He chose them to become like his son." So God has chosen us to become like Jesus. And Ephesians 5:1-2 says that we are supposed to imitate God like little children. So how many of you know, if you could get around somebody really successful and actually do what they do, you would be successful, right? So in the same way, if we get around God and see what Jesus does, we're going to be successful. And Jesus did crazy things like talking to trees and telling us if we could talk to a mountain, it would be moved. And, you know, if we could be there at the beginning of the, you know, the world and say, "God's weird, he's talking to himself." Or, you know, he's not. He's speaking things into existence.
That's good.
Right? So, I mean, the more we get into God's word, the more we understand how much we don't know and how much we need to be like him. And that's so very important. We have to be like him and how he talks, how he acts. And I believe we'll have success if we do that. Mm-hmm. You know, Proverbs 12:6, a verse in my heart says that by the mouth of the righteous, you'll be delivered. The righteous is delivered by his mouth. Wow. It even says in Proverbs that your mouth will determine what kind of food you eat, like the quality of your food. Isn't that crazy? So that's you know, get the word into our hearts, and then we start changing our minds instead of saying, nothing ever good happens to me. Instead of saying that, you start saying, the favor of God surrounds me like a shield, and the Lord provides for me. So that's what we do as believers. All right. Thirdly, this is a huge part that I don't have time to get into really deeply, but God has a plan for your body too, and also physical life. So the body is, it's the outside. It's what everybody can see. And it's so easy for us to really focus on what we feel, what we see with our eyes. And that's why we have to put the word of God above our feelings and above what we see. And that's what faith is. It's seeing things that we can't see. It's like faith is your fifth sense. Is God put something in your heart to see through the word? He'll put vision and dream in your heart too. You can't see it, but you start moving towards it and you believe it. So that's what faith is not regarding your body. Abraham didn't regard his own body, and Sarah didn't regard their body. They couldn't have a child. They were like really old, right? They couldn't have a child, but God promised it. And so they didn't look at their body and say, it's dead, it won't work. They said, I believe God's word, and I'm going to stick with it. And in the same way, that's how we have to do it too. So the body is our earth suit. I don't know where I heard that, but God has made us to live in this body. So God has a plan for our body as well. He has a plan for health and prosperity. Psalm 91 says that with long life he'll satisfy us and show us his salvation. So God, he wants you to have a long life that is satisfying, and being sick and decrepit and falling apart is not satisfying. God wants you to be healthy all the days of your life. Praise the Lord. And you got to fight for it, because we live in a fallen world that's falling apart. And so we have to tap into God's blessing and the word, and it starts to change our bodies. And change, well, just like I said, you get it in your spirit, you get it in your heart, it starts to change your thinking. And then it's going to start changing everything around your life, okay? So I love Psalm 103. The word says that, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forgetting all his benefits, so this is a benefit, who forgives all my iniquities, that's sin, and heals all my diseases, okay? So God is going to heal you of diseases. You know, some of us need to be healed of the disease of the mind. You know, we got mind diseases. Don't tell me Hitler didn't have a mind disease, okay? I'm not going to go into modern politicians or anything, but don't tell me Hitler didn't have a mind disease. People can have mind disease, and it's just like something wrong in your brain. Like, you think some way, and it just habitually gets that way, and you can't, you need to be healed. You need to be fixed. God's going to heal us of how we think. Praise the Lord. That's why we got to renew the mind. All right. And then I'd love to teach on the blessing of Abraham. But God said that he would bless Abraham. So maybe I'll show you just a couple verses here real quick. I'm almost done. Genesis 12. God came to Abraham. And that's how this whole thing started. You know, Abraham was the father of the Jewish people. That's where the law came in. That's how Jesus could live a perfect life through the law that God gave. So he did everything right according to God's will. And then he died for us. It was a sacrifice. So, huge review. Yeah, synopsis there. Bam. Okay. Old Testament in 30 seconds. Okay. Genesis 12. God said, I will make you a great nation. Verse 2. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you. I'll curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. God is the God of all the families of the earth. Cool. Let's go to Galatians real quick. So that's the blessing of Abraham. That's, God blessed Abraham beyond his wildest dreams. And I'll just boldly say that God wants to bless you beyond your wildest dreams.
Yes, he does.
Okay? I can't tell you, I can't tell you, what level that's going to be, because a lot of it depends on you. But God wants you blessed, and that's good. Good blessed, not a little blessed, good blessed. Okay? Jesus said, be it done unto you according to your faith. Okay? Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. So there's a curse if you don't follow the law, which is all the things the Jews have to do. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That was Jesus who hung on the cross. Where's the cross? It's over there. He hung on a tree that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. That's a huge, huge thing. Abraham was so blessed. Man, he was just blessed left and right and right and left and everywhere. He's just blessed all the time. So, you know, it says in Psalm that God's blessing is upon his people. So if you believe on Jesus, God's blessing is on you. The blessing of Abraham is on you. And that's God's will for your life. The spirit, soul, and body. Jesus came to provide us a way to be blessed. Every way possible. Anything you could ever have a problem with, this is your answer right here. And you know what? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you're kind of like, kind of have a little bit of faith, you're just like, I'm not really sure I want to hear that the Bible's the answer to everything. Well, just start reading it, because you'll start to get more faith. Because that is true. And I have to remind myself constantly, yes, Matthew, you need to tell yourself, Matthew, that yes, the Bible is the answer to all your problems. You don't need any other answer. You don't need any other solution, because the Bible is your solution. Praise the Lord. So Jesus died to fix our lives in every way we could ever need fixing. That's good news. Praise the Lord. Well, Father, we just thank you for your word today. Lord, we believe it, Lord. We just believe it, Lord. We just ask, Lord, you fix us. Fix us, Lord. Fix us spirit, soul, and body. And Lord, I thank you that you're going to do it, Lord. And you're going to continue doing it, Lord. Lord, even for the rest of our lives, Lord, it's going to continue to work. And Lord, I thank you that you said the good work you started in us, you will see through to completion. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to just pray for you. I love how what Matthew just preached is just all the needs are met, spirit, soul, and body. Yeah. So we're going to pray right now for you to have all your needs met. So right now, Lord, we just come to you. We thank you that you're present in this place today. Your word says, Lord, where two or more are gathered in your name, that you're in the midst of them. So, Lord, we thank you right now. You are present to heal, to restore, and to fix and change lives right now. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for emotional needs right now. Everybody in the room who has an emotional need, we just lift you right now to the Lord. Lord, I ask right now that you heal the heart, the brokenhearted, Lord. Right now, Lord, I thank you for healing the brokenhearted. Father, I thank you for healing those emotional needs from the past, Lord, or current emotional needs. Father, thank you for your balm and your ointment touching the heart. Lord, I thank you right now as well for the mind. Lord, we just bless the minds of everybody here. Lord, I thank you for sound minds and good thinking. I thank you for minds that think about goodly things, that think about the blessing, that think about what you have, Lord, the goodness we've talked about today. Lord, I bless everybody's mind here in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for everybody's heart in this room wanting to love you, wanting to serve you, wanting to grow their faith in Christ. Jesus. Now I'm going to pray for physical needs. Thank so anybody here who has any kind of physical problem, we're going to expect that God is healing that
Amen.
Today.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I thank you that Jesus came to heal the sick. Jesus healed the sick. I thank you, Jesus, for our sickness on the cross. Thank you, Lord. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And right now, Lord, I speak healing to everybody in the room.
Thank you, Lord.
From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, inside, outside, whether it be
thank you,
organs or whether it be skin problems, I speak healing to the inside and the outside of every person in this room. I thank you for restoration and healing. Right now, receive. Just receive the healing of the Lord. His anointing is present right now to heal you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we speak it in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. It's released in Jesus' name, the healing touch of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lord, I just speak to any kidneys in the room that are having problems. I speak to you and I say you're healthy in the name of Jesus and you're whole. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
I speak
Jesus.
To eyes. I speak health to eyes, to retinas, and all the different parts of the lens and the eyes now in Jesus' name. Eyes are healed and restoring in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now we lift up finances.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, I just thank you that you want us blessed. You want our needs met. So right now,
thank you, Lord.
Be ready to receive. Thank everybody you, Lord, here, be ready to receive God blessing your finances.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it.
Lord, right now I pray for everybody in the room to have the jobs they need.
Amen.
To have the favor for jobs they need. In Jesus' name, the right job. Lord, I thank you for wisdom that everybody in this room will understand what to do concerning jobs. Lord, I thank you for everybody here that needs a home.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we release homes in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We release places, goodly homes, goodly places to stay.
Thank you, Lord. I receive
the provision for them. We release the provision for everybody in this room to have a good home to stay in.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Right now, we release blessing on cars and vehicles. We say the cars will work well.
Amen.
Everybody here who needs a vehicle, just receive right now. God wants to bless you. We lift up everybody's need who needs a car.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I know even in our own family, some of our cars are getting pretty old.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we receive vehicles now in Jesus' name. We release the vehicles that everybody needs here in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Your word says, Lord, that if we tithe, Lord, you pour out you'd open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing on us that we wouldn't receive even so much as a flood, Lord, of blessing. So, Lord, we just speak, Lord, to that, Lord, to our storehouses, to our bank accounts, Lord. We speak to them, Lord, that your flood is flooding into them and overflowing them in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
We speak canceling of debt in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We just say debts are being reduced to nothing, to zero in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And wisdom, any wisdom needed for debts, we call debts zero in Jesus' name in this room.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Nothing's too hard for you, Lord.
Right now, we bless the children. Every child here, every child that is a part of a family that's not here, we bless the children in the room. We thank you for safety as they come, as they go. We bless these children, Lord. We thank you for their hearts loving you, Lord, and for their safety and health and healing in their lives and favor at school and help with all that they need help with. Thank you, Jesus. We bless relationships right now. Any concerns, any problems at home or at work or with neighbors, we just bless all the relationships represented here with extended family members, with grandparents, with parents, with brothers
Thank
and
you,
sisters.
Lord.
We just bless these and speak peace to relationships today. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Well, if you'd stand... Can we get Hebrews 9:11 up again?
Yes. Yeah. And please let us know the answers to prayer that you're receiving. You know, we want to hear from you.
Yeah. Amen. Well, we're going to declare this. This is the word for the year. And we're going to dismiss ourselves with this word. Okay. Let's begin. Jesus has become the high priest of good things to come. Praise the Lord. Well, have a great week. I'm very happy to see new faces, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Christ Church International's podcast. We would like to invite you to come join us sometime soon. We meet Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. at the Byrne Building, 527 Main Street, Longmont, Colorado. You can find out more about our ministry by going to www.christchurchinternational.org or www.innercourt.com. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 2125, Longmont, Colorado, 80502.